guy.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and tonight you're joined by me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you really are free to bring up any topic. And we've kind of been focused tonight mostly on voting and participating in the political system, but you're, of course, free to bring up other topics, too. And those are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. Just like to mention that. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Robert, listening in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Robert in Ohio, you're on the line with Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Hello. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey. Well, I'm in the role play, you see, and I've always wondered, how far is too far? Like, where do you cross, where do you draw the line between, like, going too far, between, like, what's too much?
What kind of role playing are we talking about here? Are we talking about BDSM or Dungeons and Dragons?
If you're referring to BDSM, like the online stuff?
Like, I'm talking about, people. I'm just trying to figure out what you're referring to as role play.
Yeah, tell us more.
I kind of did a Pokemon role play on Twitter and with buddies, and I would see all of them doing all this sort of stuff. I always wondered, where do you draw the line and what's going too far?
Okay, well,
when you're talking about it.
It depends on what you evolve into. Like, if you're going from Pikachu to Raichu, that might be too far.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Me neither, but it's funny.
It's a Pokemon joke.
To is like what they're talking about, like what, how the storyline forms, like what they mention during the role play. I mean,
so is this like sexy Pokemon role play? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's always going to turn it that way, man. There's always going to be somebody that, takes a cute little yellow magic bunny thing and,
right.
Slaps a genitals on it.
I mean, they go furry. Now, it's important, it's important that in Japan, all this is like, this isn't too far because it's in the cartoon. Okay, in Pokemon, sure. like the show is generally, overtly even sexual. It's not so much the kid show that it is when it gets brought over to the United States, where apparently people can't handle it. And so the key thing with role playing is to have safe words. That way, when it's gone too far, you get the word and it stops, and you have to instantaneously stop. There's no way to know what's too far over the internet. There's no inflection. You can't. You just, especially over Twitter, in 140 characters, there's no way.
And
the only tool
like
you have
advice.
Is safe word.
Communicate with your partners.
Yeah.
I find people have found a way to get past the fun, hard, furry character limit when they do it. They just try to condense their wording. But also, I find some people have also mentioned stuff like sex in it, too. So I'm like, oh my gosh, are they taking it too far? Where do you draw the line?
But that's up to the individual, and they got to have their safe word to say. That's really it.
Thanks for calling in, Robert. Appreciate your thoughts. Good luck on that.
What's the internet meme about Rule 31 or
Rule
something?
Rule 34.
Rule 34.
That would be, if you can think of it, there is porn of it.
And it's on the internet. Porn's on the internet, yeah.
Yes.
The only one I've never seen is ninja porn.
No, it's
that doesn't mean that it's out there. It just means you can't see it because it's ninjas.
No, that's fine.
Good one, Brian. All right, let's go to Skype now and talk with, it looks like we have a conference call perhaps on the line. There's Abel calling in from New Hampshire, and it looks like it's a group call, and there's another person on the call. So, Abel, can you hear me?
Apparently not.
Abel, are you there? All right, we're going to put Abel back on hold. I don't know what was going on with that. Maybe it's a technological issue. All right, and back to the phones. We've got Matt listening in Tennessee. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great tonight.
Well, as far as voting, I don't want to assess a judgment on the morality or immorality. even though I could. I just think a better option would be every eligible voter is an eligible office holder, and just draw them out of the hat. It's called sortition.
I've heard of this before, yeah.
What about people that have jobs, for instance, I don't think I could hold one of these offices. I just don't have the time in my day. I mean, what obligates me to hold that office?
Well, obviously the law, if it was ever changed by the states, not the federal government, however, you'd be compensated. I mean...
So it's basically like a jury duty on steroids, except it's politician duty.
But, I've made different amounts in my life. So if you're offering me a job making $80,000 a year or something like that, and I'm making $20,000, I might jump at your offer. But if I'm making $800,000 a year, your $80,000 a year is going to be a hardship on me and my family.
Well, everything's negotiable. Maybe there could be an opt-out waiver. But I think, based on what you're describing, Mark, I think you're Mark.
Yep.
Just spoke. Can't we agree that basically government itself is the drag on liberty?
I would, and I think that I like some of the things you say. I would tend to agree that the kind of people that have the ability to reach the highest offices in this land are the exact kind of people that we do not want to reach those offices. So you have this real problem with the political system in the United States, this winner-take-all system. I think lesser with a sort of a parliamentary system, but it's still existent, that... the kind of people that can claw their way to the top and get 50% plus one, those people are pretty nasty.
Yeah, well, they're sociopathic, I think. I was kind of expecting to not get as much agreement. And what I was thinking was, because I hear these people say, qualified for office. And y'all haven't said that tonight, and I appreciate that a lot. But, you've got these office holders that adhere to Keynesian economic theory, which is socialism. Yeah. And it's incorrect. I think it's provably incorrect historically, but they're in office. So what makes them experts?
Right, and I think it's very interesting. These many times you'll have legislators voting on issues of which they have no business voting. So if you're not an economist, you probably shouldn't be voting on things that are going to affect the economy.
They think the desire to control other people's lives is enough qualification.
Right,
I think. with what you said about sortition, Matt, it's interesting because that. Supposedly, the people who advocate sortition say that this ensures that the people who want the power are not the ones who get the power. It's going to be people who don't necessarily want to control others.
Yes. Right? It'll be a whole different form of incompetence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People don't like, in my opinion, normal people don't like to control other people.
Oh, I disagree with that statement entirely. I think
really?
That people are always...
Do you want to control other people?
I think that that's what humans are constantly doing.
No, I was asking Mark, Matt.
I think humans are constantly trying to control their environments. Do I want to control other people?
But there's a difference between...
Yeah, I expect my wife, I expect my business partners, I expect my child to act in certain fashions.
So you want to control your wife and your child.
And you.
You want to control me?
If you don't act into the right...
Guess what?
Hey,
you can't
wait a
control
minute.
Me.
I'll
got
tell
news
you what,
for you.
If you pour gasoline on the floor of the studio, I'm going to and let it on fire. I'm going to fire you.
Why would I do that?
I don't know why you would do it, but I am... at this point,
not,
you and I have agreed that you're going to act by certain standards.
I'm not burning down the studio because you're controlling me. I'm not burning down the studio because I want to keep working here.
I've got a lease... Right. See, that's the only lever I have over you. Is whether or not I choose to continue to associate with you.
Mark, do you like having a lever over Stephanie?
What do you mean, like it? I think that everybody has to do it all the time.
Thank you for bringing this out. Mark is a control freak.
If I chose to come to the studio completely naked, you might choose not to do a radio show with me. That's you having that same lever over me. It's a
I choose a radio show.
That's a specious argument because you'll never make it into the studio naked. You'll be arrested for indecent exposure.
Absolutely not. I can take my pants off when I get in here.
Matt, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-3733.
I need a cummerbund to cover my belly.
It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000 year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. And you're listening to me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And me, Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. If you want to find out all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live, including all of our radio affiliates and our online streams, and even the studio cam that shows us all in the studio, we'll wave to you quickly here. There's a couple of cams in the studio here, so you can watch those, and you can also chat with other listeners during the live show. And you'll find the cam and the radio stations and the online streams all at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
So I want to tell you about Squarespace if you want a great website, because freetalklive.com is a great website. And if you want something of that caliber without having to know really a lot of the technical knowledge that Ian has to know.
Drupal.
And Drupal, yeah, and the team that he has, you can go to squarespace.com.
That doesn't sound fun to learn. Drupal? Something called Drupal?
Yeah, Drupal's a...
I'm picturing like my eyelids are drooping. I'm falling asleep as I'm trying to program... Squarespace, you don't have to mess with any of that.
No, I mean, and web technologies and standards change all the time, which is a good thing because that allows for growth. I don't like there being these set standards that everybody kind of runs off of on the internet. But Squarespace handles all of that for you. Okay. And so you get to use them again, absolute ease of use. You really can't beat it. And as far as like, well, really, how good is the site going to look? Well, see how many awards they've won. And they've won a lot with their templates that they offer for you to use. And, of course, if you do have some knowledge of HTML, you can certainly use that and take better control of your website. You can also, if you already have a website, you could just import your website to Squarespace, which is a great idea because their uptime record is fantastic. And even better, when they do have a modicum of downtime, meaning that your website wouldn't be up and available, they have a website totally set aside where they will give you the breakdown. They will be completely transparent and open as to what is going on and when you will get your service back up. And that is a great, great service that I don't think you find with a lot of other web hosting. And again, this isn't just web hosting. This is allowing you to create your entire beautiful website. Even if you have a business, they have e-commerce options. It's really fantastic. So you can go to squarespace.com/FTL. Use the code FTL2 and you can get 10% off whatever you decide to go with there. Again, that's FTL2, and they have great rates as well. Very inexpensive, and they'll even buy the domain name for you if you go with the annual plan. So that's squarespace.com.
All right. And the phone number, if you would like to talk with us tonight live, is 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request and we'll hook you up. Actually, let's go to the phones right now. We were going to get into some show prep that we had, but the phones have just been loaded tonight from the beginning of the show, which is great because we love to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. And Brian is calling from New Mexico. Looks like he wants to talk about jury duty. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Stephanie, I have to disagree with you 150% on jury duty. It's one of the last bastions of freedom we have.
And the other two are the ballot box and the bullet box, right? Is that what you're going to say?
Give me an example. Have you heard of Sheriff Nicholas Finch in Florida?
Nope.
Is this the guy that, I think it was in Liberty County, that, I can't remember, stood up for the Second Amendment in some way, shape, or form, and actually won his case recently?
He won his case. We had
what was the case?
That knew what they were doing, and they nullified the government's attempt to take his authority away. Now, would you give that up?
Wait, so you're saying that the government was trying to take away the authority of a local sheriff?
There was one of the sheriff's deputies pulled over a man. He had a gun under a newspaper on the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested him. The next morning, Nicholas Finch came in. And he reviewed the night before, and he took and released the man and reprimanded the sheriff for violating our Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's powerful. It's not easy. It's frustrating. But I make a point of once a week contacting a local sheriff and explaining to them that they have all the power. Matter of fact, Sheriff,
I can't really support sheriffs having power. I mean, I don't know. I think you and I are just going to...
The government passes down a law to the sheriff's level. The sheriff's department is the final word.
Right, but what if the sheriff is tyrannical? There are plenty of tyrannical sheriffs out there.
Well, you work with the ones that aren't tyrannical.
What if where you live there happens to be a tyrannical sheriff? What are you supposed to do?
Well, there isn't, because I've already sat down and met with them.
All right. Well, I'm just saying I can't support. I can't really support, you know, the so-called authority of sheriffs. I don't think that's really any better, or maybe it's a very slight improvement over the federal government, you know, controlling
our lives.
It's
more localized, which gives, I think a lot of people like more localized government,
yeah.
And I can see why they would.
And let's not forget, you know, the case that you originally brought up with the jury, that was the government, you know, perpetrating that case. It wasn't the juror's fault. You know,
and
they
it
just
was
got
nullified on a local level because we had a 12-man mm-hmm. jury that, thank God,
that's
saw
great.
The injustice.
Let someone do it who wants to do it.
The Second Amendment.
That's great for them. You know, if somebody wants to be on a jury, then go ahead. You know, I'm just saying I don't want to do it. I don't want to participate
in
that.
Well, I don't want to do it either, but if you want to be an activist, you have to be aware of the power that you have in jury duty. Sheriff Richard Mack wrote a book.
That's an interesting thing that you just said. That's an interesting thing that you just said, because if you want to be an activist, you have to. Are you saying you have to be on a jury if you want to be an activist? Because I think you can be an activist in a lot of different ways.
You need to know the rules.
What rules do you need to know?
The states have all the power.
But what if I don't support the states having power? What if I don't want anyone to have power over me? What if I'd like to be able to opt out of a sheriff's control?
Well, that's the system we have. You have to work in its parameters.
Oh, I have to. No, I don't think I have to.
I think I can choose not to. I know you don't, but I do. And
why do you have to do that?
Sheriff Richard Mack agrees.
Well, that's great.
Here's a book Sheriff Richard Mack wrote for someone just like you and sheriffs. The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope by Richard Mack.
I've heard of that.
Well, the only problem is that Richard Mack as a last hope wants to stop the gay agenda, okay?
Oh,
and
that's a problem. He's not going to like me.
I mean, I'm not saying maybe he has some kind of valid message, okay? But, I mean, these are the kind of – a guy who's pushing for activism is pushing for the power to be able to thwart people from just – being what they are, you know what I mean, and having the ability to love who they want to love within a certain area.
That's a serious
and so,
problem.
So, I see that as a concern. And you know, that's an important thing to bring up, though, Stephanie. Is you're not telling anybody what to do, and that's your whole point. Mm-hmm. Is that people don't need to be telling other people what to do. Now, the government like kind of forces jury duty on a person, and one of your core principles is that you can't tell me what to do. They're telling you have to do it, and thus you find that to be wrong.
Yeah, they want my time.
Yeah, and so at its
they're
at its core
asking,
level, it's what
telling.
It is. Sure.
Right. Brian,
well,
thank you. Yep. Go ahead. Quick.
We have to work within what we have to work with.
Got to work within the system. Thanks for the call, Brian. We're short on time. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. Utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com, and freetalklive.com has a cool feature where it integrates with Reddit. So on the front page of freetalklive.com, you're going to see some news stories and a voting system where you can vote up or down the news stories that you like best, or vote down the ones that you don't like. And actually, you can suggest show prep by just clicking on the little button that says Submit Show Prep. You'll need a Reddit account, but that's how it works. And we do check that for show prep, so it's always a good place to go if you want to see what's going on in the world of kind of liberty news. It's a good place to get sort of freedom-oriented stories. And you can send yours to us and maybe have them voted up there at freetalklive.com.
You know, it's the season to be doing outdoor activities. Lots of folks doing hiking during the winter. You're going to need some gear if you're going to be doing such a thing. It's a good idea to have the right gear if you're going to be out in weather like this. And not just the right gear, but you want to get the right gear at the right price. You want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the best price you can. So before you buy any outdoor equipment, go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got the apparel that you need. They've got the equipment that you need. The tents and things like that. They've also got knives and flashlights, handguns, long guns, firearm accessories, everything you need. Oh, by the way, I recently went there last night. They got silencers at manventureoutpost.com.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really kind of surprised. So now you can do your target practicing without bothering your neighbors quite as much.
And you don't have to bake your own in the oven anymore, the silencers.
Wait, what?
Sorry, never mind.
Okay, I have no idea what that means. Is that how you make one?
Yeah, you can make like clay silencers for guns. You bake them.
I thought you used like SOS soap pads.
No, oh, yeah. Well, you can do that, too. Okay. All right. I'm way too much information.
All right. ManVentureOutpost.com. I have no idea how they make their silencers. But you can go there and use the site ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Our phone number tonight, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, is 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And let's go to the phones right now and talk with Robert, listening in Vermont. Hi, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Great. Is this still an anarchist show?
An anarchist show? I don't know, Mark.
I hate that term, and I think that it's...
So no.
I think that's counterproductive.
Mark's just a control freak. He wants to...
That's right.
He wants to repress us.
Well, if you're doing the show in the news, let him then.
I don't know if the tyrannical sheriff of Keene County would approve of that.
It's a little chilly in here, too.
Don't hurt him. But I wanted to kind of respond a little bit about the last guy that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather have a sheriff than have any local, like a regular police department or a state police.
So you'd rather have the sheriff than having to deal with the state police?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because the state police, that's an elected official position.
Who elects the state police? An unelected, you mean?
The public.
But who? I've never voted on state police. The sheriff is elected.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's appointed, right?
Really? I think the sheriff's almost always elected.
Oh, okay.
The sheriff's position is an elected official position. In other words,
yes.
The one that votes him in.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the other thing about the sheriff is that he could form a posse. Well, your regular town police or your state police, they can't do that. They don't work for the public. They work for the governor.
That much is true.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a pretty marginal difference. I mean, every time I've seen an election for sheriff,
it's marginal.
The candidates are, state
police.
Yeah, they're cops. They're people who want to control other people, and they're law and order, and they kind of have to say that stuff to get elected because a lot of people believe that's what they need or that's what we should have is somebody who's keeping the law and order.
I don't know if that's all completely true, Stephanie, because, there's a lot of elected sheriffs throughout the United States that are totally against gun bans. They're saying that if the federal government comes into their state and tries to take their guns, they're not going to let them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that, anybody will stand up to the feds, especially sheriffs will stand up to the feds, but I wish they'd stand up to them on a lot of other issues besides just this gun ban.
Yeah.
The gun
and how
thing.
Is that going to go if they try to stand up to the feds and the feds?
They have a great stand. I think that they have a lot of, they have a good position. Mm-hmm. Many of these sheriff guys that have called in this evening are right.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriffs are the highest law enforcement officer in their county. That includes the FBI or Interpol and whomever else. But most of them just kind of give over to the government anything they want because, the federal government has a lot more funding.
I don't know how true that is, Mark, but I can tell you that there's a lot of sheriffs that are out there.
Yeah.
Like I said, they're for the popular, they're for the people, they're for the public. We need to have a sheriff in order to protect us.
Well, they're for some of the public, unless they believe that they're lawbreakers, right? Thanks for the call, Robert, by the way.
I worry with that. I mean, I understand the principle that Robert's expressing. I understand the point, like power being more localized, more direct control by the population, and the smaller the population, the better, blah, blah, blah. I understand all that. But the problem is that, yes, I get the principle, and in theory, it looks good. But in practice,
it hasn't been so great.
No, you have Joe Arpaio, who is
love him.
Right. He's tyrannical, and he gets voted in unanimously. And seemingly,
For me, I'd rather have more freedom, and I don't care where it comes from. If the feds come in to Maricopa County and shut down Arpaio, in his business. Oh, I think I would prefer that.
That might bring about more freedom.
Yeah, it really might.
For the Mexican people.
Yeah, I mean, and this is something I want to, because, voting's kind of been on the topic of the night quite a bit. And I don't want the myth to exist that somehow there was a point where voters were at one point informed, or somehow voters were somehow better people.
Mm.
Because you still had, with George Washington, the Whiskey Rebellion. You had the Alien and Sedition Act.
Adams.
Yeah, under Adams. All founding fathers, you know, those
Shays
great,
Rebellion.
Shays Rebellion. All these great guys, right? You know, that they, yes, the people wanted them, and they got away from a tyrannical system. Well, they created another one in its place. So my point is that, you know, I don't even want to get into the immorality of voting, is that the politics just has never, ever worked. In reality, it's never worked. There's been little points here and there, okay? Because like Robert said, yeah, sure, there's some sheriffs who have done apparently a good job, okay? But then at the same time, there's sheriffs who have gotten voted in, like Joe Arpaio, who are atrocious, frankly, human beings.
What? Even the so-called liberty-oriented sheriffs. Okay, we'll take Sheriff Mack, right, who's like fetishized
he gets quoted in
libertarians,
a
million, yes. Or some kinds of libertarians anyway. But you're saying, Brian, that he wants to criminalize sodomy.
Homosexuality, yeah.
So there you go. There's a big thing that affects me in my life anyway.
Sure.
And probably the straight sodomites out there.
Female on females don't count.
Oh, it doesn't count.
That don't count in real sex.
Well, I'm sorry, but I still care about my gay male friends, you know,
indeed,
who are bisexual male
I know.
Friends.
I'm just a...
Yeah, but, okay, there was a supposed... I won't say who it is, but there was a supposed liberty-oriented sheriff... That was running for office and trying to get voted in by the people that I knew of, and I couldn't even get excited about him. There were two so-called liberty-oriented people who were running for sheriff in New Hampshire who had, frankly, tyrannical positions on certain things, and I just couldn't get excited about
them. One of them I can certainly remember, but the other one I can't, but, you know.
Yeah. Well... I don't really feel like naming names.
Right.
But
I understand.
The point is that sheriffs, I don't think sheriffs are the answer to freedom.
And I think any social change has not, in my opinion, social change has occurred just there, socially, not politically.
I think that almost all change occurs socially.
Right.
But it's almost always done by a minority. It's done by people who, you know, started up, normalized something, and then it gets accepted widely.
855-450-3733, the number here on Sunday, Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And the number to call tonight is 855-450-3733. If you want to talk to us, bring up anything that's on your mind, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And those phone lines are sponsored by ProXPN.
So there have been a lot of big companies that have been getting into the Bitcoin space, and I find it very exciting. Now, the T-shirt space is one that people kind of experience online, but they don't always know who the companies are. One of the biggest T-shirt companies on the web is $6shirts.com. So they sell low-cost T-shirts that, you know, they're nice. They got a lot of different patterns.
I'm wearing one right now.
Are you?
I am.
I didn't see that one online, but yeah. I am. I have several of them.
Yeah, I bought a couple. This is a shirt with a one eye on it and a pyramid, which is...
had to get that in.
Yeah. Just amuses him.
And I got a Batman. I got a Wayne Enterprises T-shirt.
Yeah. Yep,
and,
saw that.
Fantastic.
There's a Stark Industries one, too.
Yeah.
Brian even got me a cool T-shirt that says Bitcoin Accepted.
I did.
It's a great shirt.
I've got that same one. Did you get the trucker hat?
I did get the trucker hat.
So when you
Stephanie's wearing that, though.
Yep. I have to see her in it to see what I think. So
I will model it.
They are one of the biggest T-shirt companies on the web, and they take bitcoins, and they take them sort of in a different way. A lot of these companies are taking bitcoins, they're turning them immediately into dollars, and it's just another way for them to make sales. $6shirts.com isn't doing that. They're keeping the bitcoins, holding on to them, buying things with them. They bought the ads that we're doing right here on the air with bitcoins, and they want to be the T-shirt company of the Bitcoin economy. And I think that I think it's worthy of rewarding them in the same way that they've been that Tiger Direct was rewarded, and the way that Overstock or O.co, Overstock.com was rewarded. Is this is one of the big players, and if you want the big players to get in, you have to reward them. So I think it's great. Go check out their shirts. Like Brian said, they're witty, hip, smart, liberty oriented, and I think it's awesome. I've got one that's got three stormtroopers kind of looking upward and says "Support the troops," and I think it's great. I love this one. I've got another one that says "Team Edward," but it's got Edward Snowden, not the guy from not the werewolf or whatever.
The vampire.
Is the vampire?
Yeah, the glitters.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
Vampires glitter at twilight. So anyway, every Bitcoin order, like you guys did, gets a free Bitcoin trucker hat at $6shirts.com. It's worth it. Just go look at their selection. It's awesome. $6shirts.com.
I agree. I'm very, very picky, and I just thought they had a fantastic selection. It was very hard to choose which ones I wanted.
You know, my favorite one, but I think it's a little subtle, is the Cthulhu
and
the trucker, and the hot trucker lady mud flap thing.
Yes.
The mud flap lady thing. Yeah, but I don't know that everybody's going to get it.
I don't understand it all.
It's fine. I love it. It's for me. I spend most of my time at my house anyway. What do I care?
Yeah. I mean, I bought the shirt with the one eye on it. I think everybody gets it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So,
just
Mark,
like a dollar bill to me.
You had an article about libertarianism in the mainstream media.
Yeah. This one's from fee.org, and I think that to some extent it expresses what I think is going on in society as sort of a whole. It says the rise of libertarians, 10 reasons why Slate, Salon, and the progressive media are afraid. And there's no doubt been articles from Salon. I haven't seen Slate, but maybe there have been. I thought Slate was a little more liberty oriented. And lots of progressives out there. They're taking shots at libertarianism, calling it stupid and a variety of things. And, you know, I think it's interesting. They call libertarianism the same old ideas, and libertarianism is a new evolving philosophy where there's conversations going on.
Oh yeah.
Progressivism is just socialism with a new green bow on it, and it's the same old 150-year-old philosophy that killed millions.
Yeah. Now, granted, I think there's plenty of libertarians that are pushing 150-year-old ideas.
And some. Yeah, there's the whole let's get back to the Constitution thing. But they really don't mean let's get back to the Constitution.
Right.
If you ask them about, well, do you think that Native individuals don't count? Do you think that blacks are 3/5 of a person? They'll be like, no, that's not what I mean.
It's a living document.
It's not what they mean. It really isn't what they mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they mean is that they would like to see government held within constraints and that the state should have more power, whatever it is that they're trying to say, that that's a more usable system. And I suppose if you think it's more usable, it probably would have worked the first time if it was more usable, though. Whatever. Nonetheless, that's not what the goal of this article is. This article is about sort of progressives going after the ideas of liberty. So the author here, Max Borders, I interviewed him recently. He says, a lot of people are messing with libertarianism. We get it. If you see an alternative worldview, gaining currency as your own is starting to lose out. Attack, attack, attack. Strategically, it's probably pretty smart. When Jane Meyer wrote the sloppy hit piece for The New Yorker against the Brothers Koch a few years back, it was way more strategic than personal. These are the folks who give money to organizations that don't agree with you about lots of things, you being the progressive. If you want to weaken those groups, villainize the funders, by all means necessary to make their donations toxic. Well played. The bigger problem for progressives, however, is that libertarianism has grown far larger than any billionaire's money. So you have to do still more to kill the movement. At the very least, that means using heaping helpfuls of intellectual dishonesty.
Yeah, and this is all true. They do this. Every time there's some libertarian-ish thing that makes national headlines, they'll say, well, they're funded by the Koch brothers.
Right? Yeah.
They're funded by the Koch-tipus or whatever. Right?
Well, you know, honestly, Free Talk Live has received Koch money through the Institute for Humane Studies, IHS. The IHS.org? I don't have it off the top of my head. So I can't say that we haven't gotten Koch money, but I can tell you the brothers, no one's ever told me what I have to say on my show or not say on my show.
Likely story.
Well, I can tell you that I've got a business partner that would do the opposite just because somebody tried to tell him.
And they also use a lot of intellectual dishonesty, too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So in a recent New York Times piece profiling Rand Paul, Simon Tenahas, and Jim Ruttenberg, I didn't read this thing, write that libertarians are a bunch of anti-tax activists and war protesters, John Birch Society members, and a smattering of truthers who suspect the government's hand in the 2001 terrorist attacks.
Why wow, that's painting a pretty broad brush.
Yeah.
First I was thinking, Anti-war protesters and anti-tax activists. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And then, they throw
the John Birch in there.
Yeah, and then 9/11.
And the conspiracy theorists and the, what was the other one? There was something else in there that didn't sound too agreeable to me.
Yeah, it's, but I do say that it's a funny, it is a funny Confederacy. You know, that this isn't an entirely inaccurate statement.
Yeah, but a lot of the John Birch people aren't anti-war.
No,
you know,
but they will go for the, you can, within the sort of more, I'm going to just talk about the greater umbrella and people using the political process, because that's where people tend to compromise and work together. Mm. You know, you don't compromise because you don't have to. You're not working in the political process,
it's
right?
Really great.
But you'll find yourself having
conversations. Do you feel more free, Stephanie?
I sure do.
I imagine so. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I'll find myself in the RLCNH, that's the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire group, you know, talking to people who are exactly like what they're describing here. You know, no, I don't. What do you mean support the troops or whatever? You know, these conversations. So I used to have them all the time. Now I don't find it worth my trouble. I'll take the freedom where I can get it, and the freedom not to write out essays for people who aren't going to listen is a powerful freedom for me. But yeah, I think that there's a funny little marriage going on there. So anyway, he says, why wouldn't the Times instead describe folks like the Times columnist Tyler Cohen, Nobel laureate Vernon Smith, Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, or investor Peter Thiel? That's not part of their narrative.
Good question.
Get to the heart of the matter. Progressives are afraid.
Why don't they describe Patrick Byrne?
Right.
Who's the CEO of Overstock.com, and I actually did an interview with him. You did, too, mm-hmm. years ago. And within the first sentence, he was talking about freedom and sound money. He's totally a libertarian, out of the closet as you can get.
Yep.
But they never mention him.
Because he doesn't fit their narrative.
Yeah,
he's not scary
enough.
He's credible
and he's not crazy, and he's totally running an awesome company.
Right. So they said, look, progressives are afraid. Just when they seize the ring, the power is ebbing. Outlets have become, make libertarian voodoo dolls so that they can, I don't know what this sentence means, so I'm not going to bother with it.
I think it's saying they're constructing straw men.
Yeah, they're constructing straw men.
So they can knock them down, which is, you know, a straw man argument is when you build up a false argument
and then
attack the argument, and it's not really attacking the actual thing.
And, but why is libertarianism gaining so much traction? What is the true source of the progressive media's fear? Well, he's got 10 reasons, and I think they're really good. Really good. And I'm be happy to share it with you here shortly.
Yeah, coming up here in the third hour of the show, I'm really excited to hear this. So, our number is 855-450-3733 here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. And more reasons why progressives are scared of libertarians coming up.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase supplies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.